Let's talk about Dirk.
Uh-huh.
His star seems to have been in the ascendancy pretty much from the day that he took on the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia. He's been knighted by both of your home countries, by Belgium. Uh-huh. He's been doing soundtrack work for very high-profile outlets such as HBO. Uh-huh. And now we have this rather comprehensive documentary about the last 2-3 years of his life.
Yeah.
Was this all a coincidence, or how much of a hand did you have in there?
I think it's a little bit, I mean, I'm not going to say I have a direct hand in that. However, and he will tell you that the same way, is that the fact that Dirk Brosset, our music director, has been appointed as music director now about 4 seasons ago, and his contract, by the way, has been renewed till June 2018, so he'll be here another 4 seasons, has not decreased his popularity. I mean, he was very open with it. The fact that he's been knighted also in Belgium is also, I mean, he's an ambassador for his country. The fact that he's, how many Belgian composers, conductors have a music directorship in the United States? I mean, I think he's probably the only one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they look at him as an ambassador for Belgium, and rightfully so. And obviously, by attracting him here, and he's done an amazing job with the orchestra and continues to do so, I also basically have helped his career, which basically has also paid off in all those awards. So it's kind of it falls all together, you know.
What does this film tell us about him, do you think?
It's an amazing documentary. I mean, I've seen it 3-4 times now. Basically, what they've done, if they have followed him for about 3 seasons all over the world, and the most important thing that comes out of this documentary is, one, how multifaceted he is. I mean, he's a total musician, he's a conductor, he's a player, he's a composer. I mean, really. And secondly is, which I think is really going to be interesting, definitely for our subscribers and our single ticket holders, is that they'll discover our conductor in a total different setting. Because how do they know my conductor now, or my music director? They know he comes on the stage, comes on the podium, he greets, he speaks, he does his concert, you have classic conversation, he goes home. Now you see him at work in his house, you see what he does with other orchestras, you see his challenges, you see, sometimes you really see the really hard work. And at the same time, it gives a complete overview of his childhood, where he's coming from, where he came from, where he wants to go, how it has impacted his life positively but also negatively, where he says, look, I've done it this way. If I wouldn't have done it that way, this may have come out of it. And there is no regret. You'll see there is no regret that at some point he says, most of the time I feel very lonely. But I think it's a beautiful thing to be lonely, you know. And then he goes about it, he speaks about it. So I think it's really an amazing opportunity to discover our music director in a total different way.
You mentioned earlier on, and you have in the past, that being in charge of the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia, being the music director of the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia, has helped him greatly. But in turn now, this film, and it is a film, is going to reflect, although it's about him exclusively, it's going to also reflect well on the Chamber Orchestra, that you have a music director that somebody wants to spend 3 years filming.
Definitely. Definitely. And I think that is something also that that was very, very, very clear from the start. I mean, Dirk Brosset and I have been working for more than 25 years together. So we know each other very, very well. And it was very clear from the beginning that he was appointed that this was a joint venture. This was a win-win situation for him. It was very good for the orchestra to have somebody like him. And we were and are still very good to him for his career. And I always loved win-win situations. I mean, I think it's wonderful. You can, in every situation, you have to make sure that all the parties involved get better out of it. That's him. And
everybody walks away happy.
Exactly, yeah.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.